persons of faith well. All things are possible to them that believe. Oh, that puts before you the possibilities of the Christian life. I find that challenging. I aim by the grace of God to rise to those possibilities. And you know what I do? I dream. Because if you have such possibilities, you start dreaming. No possibility is nothing to dream about. I dream of what God will do in this generation, even through somebody as weak and as unworthy as I am. I am nothing. But what God can do through a nothing like me is what excites me. And so I dream. What do I dream? I dream of what the church will be. But of course I have to start with myself. I dream of what God could make of me, this worthless lump of clay, what God can make of me. And so as a young Christian, I started to dream. I looked at the Bible, the word of life that could transform my life and transform the life of others. And I knelt down before the Lord and I said, Lord, I beg of you. I am so spiritually dull. I so lack spiritual insight and understanding. When I read your word, I can't understand it. I can't understand. I beg of you, teach me of your word. Teach me by your Holy Spirit, that greatest teacher of all. Illuminate my mind. Bring light into this dull understanding. Open this word to me, that I may serve you, that I may bring this word of life to others. That's what I dreamed. And in those days, I could not imagine the day would come when I could understand some of the deep things of the Word of God. You know, as time went on, I did it. I began to find that passage after passage that I could not understand before. He opened to my understanding. How many times I was filled with joy and excitement, like a new discovery, the Word of God opened up to me. Indeed, even some of the secrets concerning the future, things concerning the past, things concerning the present, he opened up. I began to find that what I desire, to be able to use the sword of the Spirit in a spiritual battle, the sword of the Spirit was becoming a weapon that by his grace I was learning to wield with some degree of skill. Oh yes, we have more to learn. There is yet more light for us to enter into. But I saw that he was beginning to fulfill that which I asked of him to do. I continued to dream. I looked at the church. The Lord said it to me. Lord, raise up for yourself mighty men of God in this generation. Raise them up, I beg of you. And then 1 year, and I didn't see anything. And 2 years, I saw nothing. And I kept saying, Lord, where are the men? Raise up your faithful servants in this generation. And then I began to see them, right? Men of God were rising. He was raising them up, and he is raising them up. Of course, the part that I didn't bargain on, that I didn't expect on, was that he said to me, now here are some of them, you take and train them. The part of training that didn't cross my mind at the time. All I had prayed for was raise them up. He said, all right, I raise them up. You train them. So that was more than I bargained for. That part I had not been asking about. But so it is that the Lord commits some part of this work to our hands. And so I continue to dream, to see the reviving of the church in this generation, when the church will become again conformed to the scriptural pattern of the New Testament church, when groups of disciples begin to multiply in a new community which increases in love and concern for one another, deepening the spiritual life, little groups of disciples committed to the Lord and to one another, caring for one another and building more disciples until the body of Christ grows in this generation. Now I have discovered one thing, that I can keep on dreaming of the day when the church will begin to reach out with power into China, throughout the world. And those things are coming. But I discovered one thing, is that no matter how hard I dreamed, I could not dream anything mightier than what the power of God could do. This is something remarkable. Let me read to you Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. And then you'll begin to understand what the Lord Jesus meant. All things are possible to him that believes. What does Ephesians 3:20 say? Now to him who by the power at work within you is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. What does this mean? Look carefully and you'll see what it means. To him who by the power at work within you is able to do far more abundantly than even you could think. You just try thinking. And you will find that your greatest thought will be less, far less than what the power of God can accomplish. Well, that's something to rise to a challenge to. You try thinking. I have tried thinking and trying to think bigger thoughts, bigger thoughts. And I can't think of anything big enough that is beyond the power of God. He is able to do far beyond what you could think of. So try thinking hard sometimes. I am determined to think very hard. And then when you think, then you can ask. If you don't have to think of anything, what's there to ask? Ask for his truth. Ask for his glory. And I tell you, your mind will be amazed to discover that God is greater than our thoughts, greater than anything we could ask. I'd like you to capture the vision of this possibility so that we will be motivated as Joash was not motivated. He had no dynamic of faith. After three strokes, he stopped. What is this? Your God will give you only three victories against Syria? Take hold of that arrow and bash there on the ground. Until your arm is tired, keep bashing. Until his grace comes along to keep you, to give you that fruitful victory, total victory. Don't let that path be turned on so small. Launch out into the deep. And I want to say to those of you who are doing that time today, through this launching forth, if you keep on in this direction, walking on even when you are weary, until God lifts you up with eagle's wings so that you will run and not be weary. The day will come when you will discover that others will say concerning you, as they said of Elijah, the chariot for Israel when it's horsemen. The power of God through faith will be so manifested in your life that others will say, you are more important to the church of God, to the people of God, to Israel, than all its armed forces put together. God's power is manifest in your life. You will have the victory. And I do pray earnestly that this victory experience, through faith, will be ours, each one of us. Let us be quiet before God's presence.